There is two states to ihram. There is the way you are dressed, and there is a spiritual state. So you can dress in ihram, but you're not in the spiritual state of ihram. The spiritual state of ihram, certainly on the journey I made, was when the plane passed over Medina. And at that point, you go into a spiritual state of ihram, and then certain you are then prohibited to do and act in certain ways and behave in certain ways. So for a man, to be in a physical state of ihram is the wearing solely of two cloths, one covering the lower part of the body, one covering the upper part of the body. And you're allowed to wear sandals that don't cover the ankle bone. The cloths themselves shouldn't be stitched in any way. They shouldn't be distinctive. They should be white, plain. And the significance is that everyone looks the same. You shouldn't have your head covered, for example. The practicalities of it was, okay, I'm going to be in that state now for several days. One of the things I was really concerned about was the way I would react to being in a difficult situation. So would I have the patience to not react if someone pushed me, or not react if it was hot and it was being bustly and we were sat waiting for a long time, or being in an environment that I wasn't used to, or being uncomfortable. When you go into the spiritual state of ihram, all this became easy. I think I'd liken it to fasting. When you fast, obviously you deprive yourself of food and water. When you are in a spiritual state of ihram, you're denying your what we refer to as our nafs, our inner selfish self, and what it wants to do. It's a matter of people often use this term jihad and have a meaning for this term jihad, but the biggest jihad is controlling the self, and by God's will, I had no problem. Whilst I was in that state of ihram, you're surrounded by people who are also in that state, you feel this calmness and this serenity and this you feel you God gives you this patience. So that was certainly my personal experience, and it was night and day. It was that different.